Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. We hope you'll be calling in and sharing at 323-203-0815. Hopping into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us all over the place and having our archives accessible to you all the time. So with that in mind, Dr. Pat, you're live on the air.
I know, I'm alive.
Amen. How are you, Dr. Pat?
Well, I want to report to the world, I took my yearly physical with everything. I mean, eyes, teeth, ears, body. Do you know I had nothing to fix?
I love it.
And I'm 87 years old.
Yes, for another...
So whatever I'm teaching, it's working for me.
Amen to that. Yeah, you're 87 for like just a little over a month. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there you are, Brucey.
Brucey? I don't know who Brucey is. I'm still Brian.
Okay, well, I was just giving you an affectionate nickname.
Ah, when okay. Sounds...
What?
Go ahead.
Nicknames, funny little names that people give you mean that they have real affection for you. So if you don't want me to do it, I won't do it.
No, I'm fine with you doing an affectionate nickname, although I hope it's based on... I thought Brucey meant you didn't remember that I was Brian, but that's okay.
Okay.
But yeah, it sounds like you got a good bill of health. That sounds great.
Wasn't that good? How did you do with your life test?
My life test. Okay. Well,
mating.
Yes. In the dating department. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the
that's
woman.
The dating department.
Yes. Yes. And so the woman that I took to the ball game, who I really do consider to be my number two, even though she looks like a goddess, she I think is my number two. I knew that she was busy, so I didn't reach out to her until the beginning of this week. And we texted a little, but the last time I reached out to her yesterday, and there's always been some gaps in texting, she hasn't texted me back. So I'm not exactly sure what to make of that. And I'm
call her up and ask her. Maybe she's got the Mickey. What?
Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm saying maybe she's ill. Maybe she's got the whatever that new virus is.
Yeah, ill, busy, whatever. I mean, she's been respectful so far in returning, and it's only been a day, so I'm not going to send out a search party or anything like that. But if it went...
Oh. Okay.
Too many more days, I could check in with her again.
That would be very lovely.
Yeah, so that's in general about her. I definitely have some doubts, but, you know, I have to remember that that's got more to do with my old stuff rather than the current situation with her. So that helps me move forward. But I did have a date on Sunday with my number one.
Woo.
So, as things worked out, she thought she was going to be busy on Sunday. She wasn't, so we ended up getting together. And we went good. To a place not too far from her that was good. I mean, the food was good. We had a nice time. She had never been there before, neither had I. And we did good. Get a chance to talk about a couple of things because I had some concerns, at least in me, that she seemed to be very slow. I mean, this was date number 4, but she would always make it a point to do a kiss on the cheek. And even at this date, I think, I can't remember if I once went to hold her hand at a previous date, but this one, I did it, and she definitely reacted in a negative way, like pulling her hand away. But I brought it up with her immediately after that. I'm wondering what's going on right there. And the sense that I got, I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was almost like it was a little too soon. I would be comfortable doing that down the line. And I said, okay, yeah, I get it. I mean, we were in a parking lot, so it certainly wasn't a romantic thing. And she said she doesn't like walking on the beach and doing that stuff because, like, her hair gets messed up and, you know, the wind and all that. So it's like, all right, that's some good information. But otherwise, she's still very warm and fairly romantic, too. We're able to talk and be pretty supportive in a mildly romantic way. But I'd like to see a little more physical stuff. But I realize that it sounds like she goes very slow on these things. But we're beginning to talk about where I'm a little confused.
Do you ever take her hand? Do you help her across the street?
Okay. So when I attempted to take her hand, that's when she pulled away. But kind of done that, like, guy, you know, you can kind of touch a woman by, like, touching her back and kind of guiding her in a certain direction.
Yeah.
You know, men do that to women. She responds favorably to that. Like, if I kind of touch her on the back and say, hey, why don't we walk this way instead of that way? She seems to like that. But I've also had other women in the past that have been like, hand holding, let's not do that too soon. So it's not the first time I've run into that.
Okay. Well, keep going for it.
So I texted her about this weekend, and she gave me this, she pretty much told me this last weekend too, that she's okay not meeting every weekend, and she would be busy or had a lot of things going on this upcoming weekend. I haven't officially asked her out, but I did find a place that's not too far away from her that I may be able to sell her on, that she does that. If not, we can certainly
go
there another time.
I like that.
Yes, it's not.
They didn't get what they want by going after it.
Yes. Okay. So again, I'm still encouraged by her. Things are going slow, but I'm getting enough warmth back. You know, I'm definitely getting the indication from her to continue on. Yeah, so that's good. I've been making the point of talking to more random women than when I'm out. And for the most part, that's gone okay. But there was one situation where I had a very easy time where I could have asked for somebody's phone number, and I didn't. I may see her again at this spot. But we did have a very nice conversation, but it's like not completely closing the deal. Because she even did a little something where she asked me some stuff where I'm like, okay, I think there's potentially some mutual interest. But I also know that, you know, either with her or other people, that opportunities will still present themselves again. So I'm getting better at that. And that's definitely something that's gotten
you
easier
are getting
over the years
experience. I love what I hear. And you are doing great.
Well, thank you. That's always good to hear from you. So, we'll see what ends up coming up this weekend. But I realize that, again, there are opportunities all over the place. I did go to a concert. I didn't see too many ladies to connect with there. A lot of people were in couples that were close to my age. But I did go, and I still had a good time. But, right, it's more about being out there and being open to the possibilities. So I'm
good.
You
are definitely becoming a very positive man.
Yeah, that's happening. And I read some of the book on narcissism that you brought up about the different grades of, because I finished Why Him and Why Her, but the narcissism book, he really had some good stuff in it about breaking it down into five stages, from like very mild to on the most extreme end being like psychotic and, you know, antisocial. What do they call those criminals who don't have feelings for other people? So I was interested to see that this Dr. Lowen put even psychotic people and antisocial people in the same categories as narcissists.
Okay.
So that's about it.
Betrayal of the Body is the title of the book.
Betrayal of the
Body,
what's that?
Pardon?
Is that by Dr. Lowen or somebody else?
Yeah, no, Dr. The title of the book, I believe, is Betrayal of the Body.
Huh. No, the one I picked up was just called Narcissism.
Okay, but did it have a betrayal of the body dragging after it?
No, it looks like that's another. That looks like that's another one of his books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's not the one that I picked up. But I see, yes, it's by the same guy, and that talks about the narcissism. What does that one talk about?
The narcissism, but it's talking about the effect on the body.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember when I teach people at night before they go to bed to press their limen, which is about a few minutes between falling asleep and waking up, and you write down three things you want to do for physical pleasure tomorrow, and three things you want to do to improve your job, your workforce, whatever, so that you would help yourself become a balanced person?
Yes, I remember you saying that. I've done it a couple times, but not that often. But I appreciate that. It's a very good reminder, you know, setting your intention.
No, setting your limen. It's scientific. L-I-M-E-N.
Oh, okay. L-I-M-E-N. Yes, I've heard you talk about the limen before.
And that's what we're doing. We're setting lesson plans for your limen to work on setting your intuition into operation for your right hemisphere, which is pleasure, and your left hemisphere, which is productivity. You as a man are designed to do good intuitively, to feel good. We women with double corpus callosum, bridges between our right and left lobe, we're designed generally with those two corpus callosums to feel good, to do good, even if it's at work.
Mm-hmm. So the limen is more left brain?
The limen is, it's a piece of time while you go unconscious and you're coming awake.
Oh.
and you capture your dreams and things. And that period of time is when you set your intuition. Men run their lives from intuition in their prefrontal cortex of the brain. Women run their lives from their neurotransmitters, the dopamine, norepinephrine, cortisol. Do you see? Women have to feel good to do good. Men have to do good to feel good, to be balanced.
Mm-hmm. So the men have to do good, and that's working out of your left brain.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right, that's where.
But
that's
everybody,
where
everybody's both masculine and feminine. Everybody mm-hmm. is. There isn't
right.
anything physically that's all female or all male. But we each have
yeah.
a choice whether we want to set our limen for doing good tomorrow. Or feeling good, or doing mm. both. Play golf in mm. the afternoon after you do a half a day's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah
There's
yeah.
a wonderful yeah. book about the subliminal by Leonard Mlodinow.
Yes, yes. I read that. You suggested that, and I read it before. It was very good.
So. That's what I'm doing with you. I'm a cognitive behavioral therapy, this, that works with the Broca, which talks, the neocortical, which is intuitive, and the mm-hmm. norepinephrine chemistry, which is female.
Mm-hmm. The communication side is more female.
That's what I do for a living. For
yes,
my
no,
nonprofit,
I'm...
nonprofit, anybody can call me and I'll give them at least one book, maybe even a movie.
Yeah, no, I love your book suggestions. They're all very good. And if I don't get to them
good?
Soon,
Aren't
I
good?
Put it on a release. Yeah, no, a lot of no. Why him? Why her? Was very good. And that's definitely a book from the last 10-15 years. It was very good.
Good. Okay, I'm ready for a new face, Brian. I'll remember your Brian. Next time.
Okay, yes. In some ways, I wouldn't mind if my name was Bruce. I've never loved the name Brian, but yes, I appreciate your enthusiasm, and we'll see what I come up with the next time, but I always appreciate
good,
your help.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, Dr. Pat. Couple
yes.
of people reaching out wondering where are Patricia Elkinches, and they're wanting to know if you would do a dream, even though we don't have Patricia with us.
Well, I don't know where she is. God bless her. I hope she's okay.
I do too.
But
so
do we have somebody else on the phone?
Oh, we don't have any call right now, but I have to stream. I would really love for you to do it.
All right, let's do it. You and I do it. You're a certified TA.
Yeah. So here's the dream. I'm washing my black.
Wait a minute. I got to get my paper.
Okay.
Paper. Now. What's the location of the dream?
In the bathroom.
What?
In the bathroom.
Oh, it's in the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah. And the dreamer was...
Oh, I see. It wasn't you. It was some, you're doing it for somebody on the phone.
Yes.
Is the person a man or a woman?
It's a woman. 66-year-old married male.
So she's having a dream. I got it. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm washing my black high heels in the sink. And
in the sink,
that's
in high heels.
She's washing the high heels in the sink.
Oh, she's washing, not walking.
Yeah, she's washing her black high heels in the sink.
Got it.
Then she wakes up.
Okay, now let's look at that. I'm going to make a statement. Everything in a dream is you. You're like,
right.
If you see your mother, it's somebody that reminds you of your mother, but it's about you, your psyche, your mind, your body, your feelings. So that's why when you dream of horrible things like people dying, I say to you, what part of you, feeling-wise, is dying? I don't talk about that other person because our dream life is very centered on us.
Right.
Patricia has written a book based on what she's learned from me and other people. It's called Dream Class by Patricia Eltinge, E-L-T-I-N-G.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
I want to finish the dream now. Okay, she's in the bathroom. Now, what is a bathroom used for? It's used for washing your body or cleansing your body, defecating.
Yes.
You know, dumping your you-know-what and giving up your old used fluid. So it's a place where you're cleaning up your life. Now, she's not walking in tennis shoes. She's walking in high heels. And she's washing high heels. What that tells me to tell you to tell her is, what is she doing as a civilized human female? High heels were designed to make women less capable of running away. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I would ask her, what exactly in your social life, your business life, your family life, that is known as female, like wearing high heels or going to church? What in that life is not as clean as you wanted? You're doing something that your subconscious, which is always, always geared to helping you become the best you. Nightmares are simply scary images, but they're not wishing you harm.
Right. They're just trying to get you to a place of revelation.
That's exactly right. So this dream, I would ask her to ask herself, what activity am I walking around in high heels because I'm a woman and I don't like it? I want to be in tennis shoes or metal boots running up a mountain. Are you doing something you don't feel good doing and you want to wash it up?
That's a really, really, really interesting thing. I love that.
That's what I teach.
I love that.
Running up a mountain. Okay.
Running up a mountain. Yes. I love it. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Hello, you're live with Dr. Pat Allen on the air. Do you have a question?
I do. This dream stuff is absolutely fascinating. And I have, for 3 weeks straight, have been waking up every day with extraordinary dreams. Now, I'm dumping them on paper, but I can't call Patricia every single day to evaluate these things.
Call me on Thursday night.
Okay, perfect. So why do you think my subconscious is dumping? This has never happened in my whole life.
Well, for one thing, wait a minute. How long have you been working with me?
14 years.
Okay. Have you noticed any part of you that is more feminine and needing to feel good to do good? How much has grown?
Yes. The feminine was completely non-existent when you met me, and now it's leading.
Do you understand that your subconscious is making your conscious mind aware that my help, my training, I'm a transactional analyst. I'm a dreamer. I'm trained. And I'm passing my information on to you, and it's showing up in your dream life. God built us to dream at night if we sleep well. Sleep well. If we're too anxious to sleep, we create cortisol, and that's very hard on the nervous system, and illness follows shortly, along with death. So what I'm telling you is that your flow between your unconscious mind and your conscious mind is becoming so smooth that you're getting messages every night. And if you would get Patricia's book, it has the way to dream. Look, I teach dreams, but I haven't written a dream book. Patricia, I talked her into it, and she wrote it. And that's somebody that there's lots of people. The lady that I studied from was Mystical, Magical, Marvelous World of Dreams.
Wow.
And I'm looking at it, and it's across the room. But the dream book that Patricia did sounds more like me.
Ooh, okay.
Got it?
Wow.
And it tells
you how to
dream.
Oh, I love it. You're spot on about everything. Prior to meeting you, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't dreaming. I was filled with angst, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, fast forward, I am sleeping beautifully 8 hours a night, and it's actually fun. I'll even wake up with a song in my head first. So what I've been doing lately is putting the song into Google and finding out what the lyrics are. Because I'm like, what is this song trying to teach me? What is the dream trying to teach me? There's so many beautiful messages. Now I just need help decoding all of this.
I want you to have a notebook with a pen or your email, your cell phone, something that you can keep your eyes shut and write down what you're experiencing.
Got it.
And then if you've got Patricia's book or the other book, you can get a lot out of your dreams yourself. But if you don't, you can go to either Patricia, God willing, and or me.
Exactly. It's been fun. And thank you for the confirmation that my body and subconscious are in flow, because I have done some excruciating and beautiful work with you over the last decade. So I'm happy to know I'm in such an extraordinary place.
That's what I know happens, because that's the way it is.
Exactly. It's been so fun. Well, thank you so much for the instructions and the confirmation. I will order Patricia's book and start documenting stuff and see what things come up.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. Bye. All righty. I think we've got another call lined up. And Sam at the switchboard, who's wonderful, is getting it for us because he's just cool like that. Hey, if you call, we pick up your number and we put you in our queue and then we call you back. So if you get a strange phone call coming in, it's us.
Hello?
Strange people calling. Hello, Chloe. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I have a
what
question.
What can I do for you, to you, with you?
I am in a relationship with a man. A man has been in a relationship with me for four
yes.
months.
Yes. So?
Mm-hmm.
Is something wrong with it?
Yes.
What's
he
wrong?
He is in contact, continuous contact with an ex.
With what?
With an ex.
An ex-girlfriend. You mean he's not done with her?
They text often, and I finally brought it up, and he said it's platonic, and there's nothing to it. And I said, would you be willing to call her on speakerphone so that you can introduce an open friendship for the three of us?
Okay. That's a wonderful request.
And then he was angry and he hung up on me. Then he texted me.
What he said was, she's number one and you're number two.
Yes. And since then, that was Sunday. He texted me and said, you are way off. And now he has not called or texted me since.
I want you to know God did not build human beings to be monogamous.
Okay.
You got that?
Yes.
But what your boyfriend is saying to you is, she's in lust and love with me, but I'm not in lust and love with her. You have nothing to worry about, and I like you to mind read me and assume I'm telling the truth. And you called me, and I'm telling you he's not in lust with her, but she is in his harem picnic ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what you asked him to do was to open a friendship with her, letting her know that you are his girlfriend, number one.
Well, she knows that.
No, but he has got to tell her, letting you know for my mm-hmm. girlfriend's feelings sake. You told him. You have a right mm-hmm. to have a woman, an ex-woman, as a friend. You have a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would feel safer with you if I heard one conversation where you introduced me as your girlfriend, monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Mm-hmm.
If he says okay, then you are honor-bound to accept the fact that he's not in a relationship with her more than a friendship. But she has a problem and is probably still bonded to him. And you know it. You're instinctively aware. But
yes.
Are you willing to drive him away so he can be with her?
What do you mean drive him away?
By saying, if you don't do this, I'm going to dump you.
Yeah. I kind of said that before I said the thing about the call. I said,
then
either
you probably won't be getting a call.
Hmm.
What
do I do now?
Accept the fact that it's a broken deal. you set a standard. You said, I'm uncomfortable with you, with your extra girlfriends, and it's too big a deal for me. So if you want her in your life, I have to get out of your life.
Yes. Yeah, I said that.
Are you willing to do that?
I already did that. Really on
all
the
right,
call
then
too.
I'm telling you that you did what was appropriate for what you're in.
Okay.
But if he calls and says, I don't want to lose you, then tell him, get her on the phone and introduce me as your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. He asked me if she could call me. And I said,
with
no.
Him on,
I said,
with it, why not?
I said, you can call me. You can call her on speakerphone while we're all the three of us
okay.
are on the line.
That's okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the three of you have to hear the same message.
Right. That's what I thought was the right
so
thing.
So you've got some good ideas, but if he doesn't do it, but here's another message. Give him 8 weeks to miss you over missing her.
Okay.
But don't tell him. Mm-hmm. Let him stew without you.
Yeah, that's fine. I am already doing it. I'm just very disappointed.
Well, then keep on doing it. You had good ideas.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you, caller. All righty. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop into that hot seat. Get your questions answered by Dr. Pat Allen. I want to remind everybody, we have groups. And if you want to sign up for one of those groups, you need to reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen.com. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly. How are you both tonight?
Hi. I'm fine.
Fantastic.
Good. Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I've called in before. I was on vacation back in April, and I met a man through a dating app, and he took me on a date, and we had a great date, and we've kept in touch via texting primarily. He's brought up getting together and on a trip, and he sort of brings it up, and then doesn't talk about it for a couple of weeks and then brings it up again. And recently
when you say he brings it up again, that's he's calling you and asking you for dates?
No, he's texting me and suggesting we don't live in the same city, so he's texting me and suggesting we meet somewhere to get together for a date.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. It's just that we haven't been able to schedule anything yet.
Why
he
not?
He was going to come. Well, I sense that he's scared.
Wait a minute.
And
I sensed means you're mind reading him.
Yes, right.
I hear that you want him to do something your way. You want to be the man. What do you want him to do, sir?
Well, I want him to schedule a get-together.
Well, he's asking you, and you're missing each other because your schedules don't fit.
Right. And the distance.
And what?
He's far away. He lives in a different city. So I think the distance is also an issue.
Well, I'm hearing that you're very incompatible.
Yeah, I think that's That's what I am picking up on too.
Well, then, so I guess how about question, you don't? How about you don't date men that are so far away that it sets up a blockade that you can't conquer?
Well, that is an excellent strategy. So I guess my question would be then, he continues to text me and, you know, do I cut it off and say thank you, but, you know, it seems we're just logistically incompatible?
No, why don't you be his friend on the phone while he's finding ways to get on a bus to see you?
Okay, so just sort of let him lead and do what he does and be responsive.
I want you to be nice to him when he calls you. That's him reaching over the fence to let you know he cares about you, but he's picked a girl that's distance negative, and you picked a guy that's distance negative. But I want you to know, talking and building a friendship is the beginning of a good relationship.
Okay. All right. Well, I will do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Good.
I guess I have one more kind of part to the question. It seems like our conversation is pretty superficial. You know, we're not really talking about much of anything. I mean, it's just cute and maybe flirty, but do I just not worry about
that's
that?
That's what he's doing. You don't worry about anything. Do you want to be the man respected or the woman cherished?
I want to be the woman cherished.
Do you call him or does he call you?
He calls me.
That's cherishing. I sense he's a shy guy that's scared.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Then why don't we act like a friend?
Okay.
What do you got to lose? It's just a nice phone call.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that for myself, I just had to readjust where he was on my list.
Good. Is your mother a guy? Does she run the show?
Yes, definitely. I actually think she's a narcissist.
Your mother is?
Yes.
She wants to be respected and cherished, so anybody with her has got to be a zero.
Right.
There's a book I've been talking about earlier today on this show. It's called Betrayal Narcissism, Betrayal of the Body by Alexander Lowen.
Oh, thank you. I'll check that out. Betrayal of the Body.
Yeah. Narcissism, Betrayal of the Body.
Oh, Narcissism, Betrayal of the Body. Okay, thank you.
You know why? You two people have set up relationships that you can never kiss each other.
Right.
And your mother taught you that, and his mother probably taught him that.
Yeah.
That's why they have buses.
Okay? Yeah. All right. Well, this is great. Thank you. I'll carry on. Just sort of consider him a fun flirtation and a
flirting,
friend.
Keep flirting with guys that are a little closer.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Pat. I really appreciate it.
Good. I appreciate you.
Have a great night.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 323-203-0815. And I have to remind you that Dr. Pat Allen does script your life script. And it's a great, great thing to do with her. It's amazing how in-depth it is. I highly recommend it. And she will review your high by letter. and help you with that too. You can set up an appointment to do both of those things at info@drpatallen.com. And don't forget to go and sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. So Dr. Allen, we have a question from our Facebook audience who, by the way, is saying,
We love you.
We love it when you do dreams too. So here's the question. I am in a relationship heading toward marriage. And in the beginning of our discussions, my fiance and I were talking about purchasing a home. In the last 3 weeks, he's changed his mind about buying the house, and he wants to move our wedding date to next year instead of this December. We were going to have a Christmas wedding, but now he wants to move it to next December. I'm getting the feeling that maybe he doesn't really want to move it. Maybe he's done with me and trying to figure out how to get out of this relationship. Why so many pushbacks, Dr. Allen, and how do I talk to him about it?
You tell him, number one, you use my tools. First thing you say is you have every right to delay our wedding and not buy a house. But because of that, and because I want to get married and have a house to live with, a man I love who loves me, I am willing to date you, but no more sex, and I will date other men in case they want.
Dr. Allen?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Go ahead, Dr. Allen.
Oh, the phone cut off. Well, okay. Where did it cut off in my speech?
You have every right, but I'm going to date other people.
Because I want to be married with a man that wants to be married to me. But you're a dear friend now, so I can't have sex with you. Because we were engaged and planned a wedding, but now you're going to wait a year or so, and I don't have a year to wait. So thank you.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Somebody must be calling your phone. So
maybe whatever it is. Anyway, please don't get mad at him. Tell him he has a right to change his mind and delay the wedding and the house, but that you have a life plan of being a married woman, and so you're willing to socially date him. And if he changes his mind, you'd love to come together, but no more sex unless the plan goes back to married when we planned and house to live. Oh.
Hello, Dr. Allen.
I'm not doing anything.
No, someone's calling you and knocking you off. They're calling on your phone and knocking you off of the line.
I don't have any notice of that.
I know. You can't see it happen. It just does. I have contact with Patricia.
Pardon?
I have contact with Patricia. Shall we bring her on?
Of course.
Let's do it. Okay, everyone. We've got her. Hey, Patricia. We're so glad you're here.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pat. Hi. Hi, ladies. It's Patricia. Finally, I'm here.
We're so glad. I'm going to let you two chat, and then I'm going to give you another dream.
Wonderful. Okay. Hi, Pat. Here we are.
Hi.
So,
what happened? Where did you go?
I didn't go. It's a miscommunication here where I'm vacationing in the beautiful Smoky Mountains. And
okay, that's good enough. Now let's go to work.
Okay, let's do the work. Well, what we talk about is dreams, and you like to.
I gave a little bit of information.
What exactly are
dreams for?
Oh, good. Well, our dreams, and this means all of us, are for our goodwill and the betterment of our lives, because they are bringing messages deep from within our unconscious through our subconscious to our conscious mind, hopefully, to understand the deeper workings of how we are perceiving our lives and how we can better go forward with decision-making and choices we make in life, including relationship choices, and all aspects of our life can be sorted out unconsciously while we are sleeping. And especially if we program our limen, which is the state of consciousness between sleeping and waking, and waking and sleeping, there's this 4-minute period that we always talk about, Pat, where we are susceptible and open to the messages coming through from our subconscious mind to our conscious mind. So that's the long way around saying that it's good for us.
Good. Are you willing to take, Kelly has a dream. She wants you predominantly. I want you, and I will help you if you need, but are you willing to do a dream? I did one. I did one on the show. I advertised your book.
Thank you.
Let's put you on the show.
Let's go forward. Yes.
Okay, this is a wild one. Are you ready?
I'm ready for the wild one.
Okay. A young woman in her mid-20s is walking through a dark forest.
Wait. Kelly. First of all, I do like to hear who is the dreamer in waking life. Is it this the male or female dreamer?
Oh, I'm so glad to share that with you. This is a female dreamer. She actually is in her mid-20s.
Okay.
And she is just getting out of a serious relationship.
Okay, so that's good for me, Mo, because I usually meet my clients and I meet the people who come to me. So now we know who this is, basically, in waking life. So now the dream starts again, Kelly.
Okay, so young woman walking through a dark forest. She's barefoot and she's in a long dress. And as she's walking through the forest, she's hearing noises and sounds, and it's dark, but she can see her path. It's lit by the moon. And she comes to a cave. And when she gets to the cave, a dragon steps out of the cave and he speaks to her and he says, "You have chosen the wrong path. You had 3 choices, a fork in the road, and you went the wrong way. This will be your downfall. Turn back." And she does. She turns back and she starts to run. But when she gets back to the edge of the forest, she doesn't know which way to go, and she's paralyzed with fear, and then she wakes up.
This is a beautiful dream. This is transformative. I'll tell you why. It's close to death encounter feeling wise, because she recognizes in her life somewhere along the way, and now we know that there is a relationship that didn't work out, or she's just ended a relationship, and she recognizes it from a deep personal level that that was a wrong choice, and she has the opportunity to start over, do a do-over, in other words. Character, dragons and monsters in our dreams are often characters that we choose in our play. I call the dreams like a play, and we have different characters that we have in the play. And this dragon character is really a spirit guide. And the spirit guide is has given her the message to get her to turn back and start over. And now she's at the start over place. And I love that she's wearing what color did she say what color the long gown is by chance?
Yes, it's white.
Oh, okay. So this is a fresh start. She is either close to death, so that's either marching down the road to your funeral and be buried in your death garment, or it's also a chance for a rebirth and the purity of starting over. So, and being barefoot is very close to the ground. It's not even a form of transportation where you're on a car or a wheeled vehicle where you're not in touch with the earth. She is fully in touch with the earth, very grounded by being barefoot in this dream. So her groundedness is her knowledge that she is making the right choice of going to the ground zero starting. In waking life, our message would be, now, how do you see your life? What path do you want to take? And put that in. What path benefit for my future? And you write it down in a pad next to your bed. And when you sleep, that will penetrate your subconscious mind to work for you while you're sleeping. And upon waking, you will not open your eyes for this 3 to 4 minute period where you're in the Lyman state without opening your eyes, because as soon as you open your eyes, you will be out of that state of consciousness, and you will be leaving that state of consciousness within 3 to 4 minutes anyway. So
wow.
That being said, you have a chance to plant a new seed to allow your subconscious mind to come up with which path to take next. But it's a beautiful thing to be at a starting point. It's almost like you were facing death, and now you had a rebirth.
Wild. I thought it was a wild dream. I loved it. I was like, wow, that is so wild.
It is wild, and our dreams are wild. And you know what? They really bring us to consciousness and allow us to explore our true selves in such a, sometimes it seems a scary way, but really it's a gentle way by using symbols. The symbols are a gentle way of bringing us to understanding our transformative messages.
Yeah, I was like, okay, she's walking in the dark and she's coming to this dragon. Mm-hmm. So this is amazing.
Well, and the fact that did you say it was a full moon? Did I hear you say it was lit by the moon? Well, the moon is also the feminine energy. That is definitely the yin energy. She's following her feelings. So by following the moonlight, you are following your feelings. And sometimes you are following your feelings into what seems like a scary place. But ultimately, it's your best shot to be following your feelings if you want to be in a follow a yin path.
Now, is this an incomplete dream? Because when she gets back to the head of the path, she stops and freezes and feels panic and fear. So will she, can she? I'm a lucid dreamer. So as a lucid dreamer, if she is, can she ask in the Lyman when you're going to sleep to redream or to continue or finish the dream? See, I can do that.
No, that's not what you want. What you want to do is allow it. I'm a lucid dreamer too, but lucidity just means you're open to the possibilities of what the universe has offering you, the path. So what you do is say, please help me find the path. The reason why she had panic was because oftentimes people experience the unknown. So fear of the unknown is what was that. You don't ask, since that dream left you at a place of not knowing what path to follow, you ask that question, what path should I follow now? What is my next path? Please show me my path. And that's all you have to ask. You don't refer or go back to the dream necessarily. It may come in another form. The answers may come with a different scenario. It may not be that exact setting. You need to be open to what how the subconscious mind is going to bring you the next message. But dreams often do come in a series, and especially when you're going through a transformative period, the dreams come in often series of three, and they get closer and closer to the answer you are looking for. But you pose the question in your waking state when you're going before you go to sleep. And you write it down. What I ask people to do is scribble the symbols you see or the images you see before you open your eyes upon waking while you are still in that Lyman state. So while you are in that state, just scribble, golden path. Or, there was a car. Maybe there will be a car. Maybe there will, she has to be open to the possibilities. Maybe there will be one thing with a horse and buggy. Maybe another one will have a Rolls Royce. Maybe another, there may be different symbols, but the theme, a carry forward.
Okay.
So I find that to be the most open to the subconscious. It's still lucid because you're acknowledging it, but you're open to the format and the way it will come to you.
The Beautiful. Book on the subconscious, Subliminal by Leonard Mlodinow.
Wonderful book. And that talks about how the subconscious mind is always, always working for us. And it's working while we're sleeping. So this is how we get in touch.
Do an ad on your book and if they can reach out to you.
Yes. I'll do an ad. Yes, my book can be found on Amazon, and they were down to one copy when the new shipment arrived, thank goodness. So it is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia Eltinge, spelled Eltinge, and I have a website, which is The Dream Class. .com And for appointments, you can either book on my website or office line 310-528-515. And my email list is on my website, and I'm accessible worldwide.
So, Kelly, did we get it done?
We got her done. Thank you, Patricia.
Well, thank you for finally getting through. Like I said, it's a It's a beautiful place in the Great Smoky Mountains here, but the phones are a little sketchy. So I'm glad you got through.
Well, you have a beautiful time in the beautiful Smoky Mountains. It's a wonderful place.
I'm leaving and going back to Florida tomorrow. So I'll see you all on the radio next month.
Good. Kiss the earth for me there. Kiss the earth for me there.
I will. I will do it. Bye.
Thank you, Patricia. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Patricia Alpinge, everyone, we're so glad we could get a hold of her tonight. It's always such a fun ride when she's with us. The Dream Class is a beautiful book. Find it on Amazon. It is Coffee Table Gorgeous. Okay. 323-203-0815 is the number to call for the dive. Hey, Hi. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I wanted to read a high-by letter. I wanted to read a high-by letter.
Pardon?
I wanted to read a high-by letter.
Oh, a high-by letter? You want to read it?
Yes, please.
I want to tell people what it is first. May I do that?
Yes.
Okay. A high-by letter is something that can release your stress if somebody's dumping you, or maybe you accidentally made a mistake and are dumping them, or you want to build a bridge. Anyway, I'm going to give you the skeleton structure of a high-by letter. The first line is, I'm writing you to share my thoughts and feelings about our relationship. The first paragraph is everything you like about the person you're sending the letter to, maybe, but you're writing it. The second paragraph is the pain of not being with them. Whether you dumped them or they dumped you or they've dropped out of your life and it's 8 weeks and they're not around, whatever the pain is, write it down to share with them. The third paragraph is, I don't want to be without you. And the fourth paragraph is, I want to be with you or somebody like you. The fifth paragraph is, thank you for listening or reading this letter and hopefully responding to it. Did you get those five messages?
Yes, I got it. Now, I didn't write it exactly like that, but it's
okay. Now you're going to read us an example. What is the reason you're writing this sad, hi, I love you, bye, I'm losing you?
An ex-boyfriend that left me.
What for?
Being impatient, because he's a workaholic.
Impatient.
So I was being very impatient and would leave him all the time.
Oh, he left, you left him or he left you?
I would leave him a lot because I was very impatient, but this last time he left me.
So you've done this back and forth. It's your style of relationship?
Yeah.
So why don't you just keep doing it off and on, off and on, off and on?
Because he hasn't come back yet.
And how long has it been since he contacted you?
It's been like a week and a half.
He's got 8 weeks to contact you.
So I can't don't send the letter.
Are you willing to read the letter to me for approval, but not to give it to him till the 8 weeks have tested him.
Yes.
And he has not come back. Not.
Yes.
Okay, so this is your subconscious is very, very stressed with this painful separation, right?
Yes.
Okay, the letter will help you feel less stressed.
Yes.
But it won't be you chasing him.
Right.
Okay, so with that in mind, I've given the audience the 5 paragraphs, and I've asked you what the reason was, and I've given you a direction. Now I want you to read the letter to all of us, mm-hmm. and I'll evaluate it afterward.
Okay. I'm writing you this letter to share my thoughts and feelings about a relationship. I loved how we were able to talk for hours and connect on a deep level. I loved going.
Wait a minute. You're reading so fast. I'm having difficulty tracking you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm writing you this letter to share my thoughts and feelings about our relationship. I loved how we were able to talk for hours and connect on a deep level. I loved going out with you and your friends and having a great time. I loved our dinners and how elegant they were. I loved how you showered me with compliments. I loved how you bought me, how you bought the whole room drinks, and you were also so, and you were always generous. I love how you planned for our future and talked about me, you meeting my parents. I loved meeting your brother and our fun, exciting nights, our fancy dinners, smoking cigarettes, and going out together. At Jimmy O's. I loved how you always cherished my feelings above yours. I didn't like how you put work ahead of me and the long hours I would wait for your messages. I didn't like how I felt.
Wait a minute. You didn't signal him the things that I was uncomfortable with. See, you had the first paragraph, what you liked about him.
Yeah.
But this one, you jumped on his neck.
Oh, okay.
You've got to signal him. The pain okay. I feel came okay. from whatever.
Okay. The pain I feel came from you putting work ahead of me and the long hours I would wait for your messages. I didn't like how I felt work came first and I wasn't allowed to be upset about it. It is painful now that you left. I think about how you Ubered me home without a question to get me a car and take care of me financially. It was painful when you said you didn't have time for a relationship. So you were because you were stressed with your business. It's painful not knowing how you are and how you ghosted me. Thank you for reading this letter and the very painful lesson. Feel free to tell me yes or no if you're willing to work this out with a therapist.
Wait a minute. You're running the paragraphs together.
Oh. Okay.
I want you, at the end of the painful paragraph, you're going to go in, I don't want to be in a relationship where blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Got it.
So take up at the end of the pain.
Okay. I don't want to be in a relationship where I feel that I'm second to work. And I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to wait hours to hear from you.
Now, do you want to go, I want to be in a relationship?
I want to be in a relationship where I come first. And I want to be in a relationship where I come ahead of work and I'm a priority. And now what?
Is that the end of that one? The fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter.
thank you for reading my letter and the painful lesson.
And responding. What did you say to say goodbye?
Thank you for reading this letter and the painful lesson. Feel free to tell me yes or no if you are willing to work it out with the therapist.
Okay. Does that cover the relationship?
Yeah.
Now you keep it to see if he calls you. If he calls you or wants to see you, the first thing you're going to do is offer him this letter about why you had pain.
Okay, so if he comes back, read him the letter?
Yes, unless he's really upset about splitting up or so. Trust your instinct as
okay.
to whether you want to read it, but the important thing is you read it to all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully that helps you feel finished until he does something.
Yeah. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes.
Okay, with this other guy that I'm dating, I told him yesterday that I felt good when...
Wait a minute. You told him?
Yeah. Yeah, we were texting.
Oh, you were texting back and yes. forth. You said
yes.
you hadn't spoken to him for a week. Now
no,
you're
no,
saying
this is a different man. This is a different man. Another man is dating me.
Oh, this is another man.
Yes, I haven't talked.
But
to
I don't want to do another man. I'm not done with you.
Okay.
So, have you got what you're going to do with your letter?
Yes.
Because I don't want people getting confused with you with two guys.
Okay. Okay. Because another man started dating me because I wanted to.
That's okay. You can date him, but don't have sex with him because we're not done with Mr. One.
True.
Got it. Yeah, got it.
He's only been gone how long?
Let me see. It's been since last Saturday. I called
All right.
him last Saturday. I called him.
You caught him.
I called him.
You called him.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't call me back.
So that's 1 week. He's got 7 weeks.
Okay.
He's got 7 weeks to think about your relationship, to decide. Would you be willing not to reach out to him again?
Yeah, I won't.
And if he doesn't reach out to you by the end of the 8th week, send the letter.
Okay. So I mothered him by reaching out to him, right?
What?
Did I mother him by reaching out to him?
Well, did he terminate you? He
broke up with me, and then I still, like, called
him.
Oh,
he said, we're done.
He said he didn't have time for a relationship, and he was stressed with his job.
That's done. He gave you a goodbye. We wrote your hi-bye letter, but we can't give it to him. Because he's got to have 8 weeks to think about leaving you.
Okay. But did I make a mistake by calling him?
No, you were begging.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Well, were you begging?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that isn't going to do anything good or bad. But I want him to feel the loss of you, to evaluate you. And if he doesn't reach out to you at the end of the 8th week, then you send him this message.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
But otherwise, don't chase him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop into that seat and get to talk to Dr. Pat Allen. Best day ever. And you can only do it live on Thursday. Hello. Pacific Standard. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, wonderful. Hi, Kelly.
Awesome.
Hi. So,
hi.
I called last week about my on and off relationship of 25 years, and he's coming to stay with me for a week.
Yes. What happened?
Yes, he did. It takes place this Sunday, but he called me on Tuesday to say that he was afraid to come.
Yes. That's what they feel.
Oh, okay. So
men, do you understand the soul of men is very, very feminine? The body is masculine, but the soul, the anima, is very feminine. And we women, we have soft bodies, but we have tremendously tough souls called the animus.
Okay.
And there's a book called The Invisible Partners by John Sanford that explains this process. In every relationship, there are four energies, two men and two women, whether they're straight, gay, or lesbian. There are male bodies who have female souls, and there are female bodies called women who have male souls. And so what I teach is how to communicate in a respectful and cherishing way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I told him to, what can I do to make you feel better about coming to visit?
And that's so good, so good, so good. What did he say?
Nothing. He said nothing.
Did he call back?
No, I haven't heard from him.
Okay. That was how long ago?
That was Tuesday, this week, Tuesday.
So he's got 8 weeks from Tuesday.
Okay.
He may go through four or five of these runs.
Okay.
I want you to be nice to him if he calls. I don't want you to reach out to him. Please don't beg. Don't chase him. Don't mother him.
Right.
But when he does call, please treat him like a lady.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
But he's scared. Okay. He's scared.
Yeah. He said he loves me and he's afraid. And so...
Darling.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know that if a man falls in love with a woman deeply and she betrays him, the chances of him dying of a Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack goes up, even if he's got the best heart in the planet?
Yeah.
Men risk their lives falling in love with betrayal women,
right,
that screw around on them or rob them, whatever. We women are built to handle men being unfaithful and doing those things. But if we have sex with a man before we trust him, we ask for it.
Gotcha.
And I'm gonna give another book. Here's another book.
Okay.
This is a book written by a woman, advice to a young wife from an old mistress who's learned her lessons. And it's by Michelle Drury. D as in dog, R as in rat, U as in you, R Y. It's a book from a woman that's done the hard trip of being a mistress.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Could I ask you another question?
Yes. What is it?
Okay. I have another gentleman in my rotation who is dating me.
Good. Has he asked you to stop dating other men?
No, he hasn't.
Then he is still dating you and other women.
Yes, I'm clear.
And he has a right to.
Right. So my question is, if the one who's visiting me, this man calls me every day, twice a day, in the morning and in the evening.
I've got news for you.
Huh?
He's bed and breakfast checking.
Okay, I get it. But if the other guy is going to be here next week, so how do I talk to him while the other guy is visiting me for 7 days?
Don't have a speaker phone.
Okay, I got that.
Answer your phone carefully.
Carefully. Okay, so what does that mean?
What that means is date two guys.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, but one is going to be here all the time.
You don't have to be here. The phone will be there.
Yeah. Oh, I decided that I would go for a walk in the morning at least and maybe call them when I get a break in the afternoon. I should take care of two.
That's right. I want you to answer his calls when it's convenient to you.
Okay. I have one more. Yes, ma'am.
What?
I have one more.
What?
Okay, so this friend I've known for 25 years, we've been platonic friends. His wife died last year, and he reached out to me maybe a month ago and told me she died, and he said he was thinking about me. So he has.
What makes you think that he's not in love with you?
I don't know if he's not in love with me. I don't know.
Has he ever touched you?
No, but he did tell me when I was moving away that he had feelings for me, but he was married at the time. He said, why did you think I'd drop everything and come help you with your car or do this or that?
Because,
and I was like,
because he was not a skilled lover. There are men and women that pretend they're friends for years and years and years. How long are you going to be bonded to him?
We've been friends. Why
don't you write him a hi-bye letter?
He's a widow. His wife just died last year.
He what?
His wife just died last year. He's just reconnecting with me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he reconnecting with plans?
No, he doesn't have any plans. He's just saying, you know, let's get together.
But that's the plan.
Oh, okay. He got COVID.
Friendship is the beginning of a relationship.
Okay. So
are you willing to treat him like he's dating you?
Yes.
Well, then do it.
Okay. So I am doing that, I think. He has COVID. Should I call him every day to see how he's doing?
Tell him, are you interested in dating me? You're calling me every day.
No, he doesn't call me every day. He calls me once a week.
Twice a week?
Once a week.
Once a week.
We were supposed to get together this weekend, but he got COVID.
Oh, he's gotten sick.
Yes. So my question is, should I call him every day to see how he's doing or what?
If you're his girlfriend.
I'm not.
Call him once a week.
Okay.
That's what a friend would do. You're acting like a girlfriend.
Okay. I just needed to know what to do. Okay. I think you've answered all my questions. I got three people.
He knows you want him?
Yeah, I told him. I asked him his age. He's 58. I told him, he asked me mine, and I said, when you fall in love with me, then I'll tell you my age. Was that a hint?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on the right track.
Are you willing to be the woman and not call him?
Absolutely. I'm good at that, Dr. Allen. I'm really good at that.
Well, then don't call him and see if he keeps calling you, but answer every call.
Okay. Got it.
But don't initiate.
Right.
You've already flagged him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Call again.
All right. Bye, Kelly. Bye,
okay.
Bye, caller. Good luck. Okay. 323-203-0815. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, I can't figure out why not. www.drpatallen.com. The newsletters where you're going to get all the updated information of what we're doing. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hello, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much for calling me. I actually went to one of your seminars at the Costa Mesa Library about 10 years ago.
And I know it. I've been doing it for 51 years.
I know, and I really tried to send an email to see if I could actually meet you again.
Why not come to the classes? We have Zoom classes. I have 10 classes of 5 women each class. That's 50 women. And
yeah.
You buy me for a month. You hire me for
200
sessions.
Was it like $200, I think, was the email?
You call the number that... Kelly, tell her the number.
Oh, well, I'm driving right now, but I'll send an email to the team to kind of get that started. But the reason for my call is...
What is the reason?
Yes. I have filed for divorce from my husband.
Why? Why?
Because he threw me out of the house. I have children with him. He told me that I was stealing from the business. He told me that I was cheating on him. I wasn't doing any of these things. He made all kinds of crazy accusations. And I just honestly, like...
Wait a minute. Is he a drunk?
No.
Is he crazy?
Yes. He has guns and is violent, and I have a biracial son, and he's made comments that I don't want to repeat about my son.
Are you in any danger with him?
If I stay with him, yes, I am in danger.
So you moved out on him?
He forced me out of the house. I filed an ex parte today with the court.
Good. Good.
And they're gonna have an investigation with my children, so the children are gonna be interviewed. And then
you're getting professional help.
I just, by the grace of God, I'm just getting it done.
Well, by the grace of God, stay alive for the kids.
I'm trying. So I filed the ex parte. I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get the house. Darren and I would be married.
Wait a minute. Do you have a lawyer?
I do have a lawyer.
Would you please not ask a therapist for legal information?
No, I'm not asking you for legal information. The reason for my call.
What is
okay,
it?
Is how do I keep myself from not trying to go, like, to be, how do I make myself strong to stay away from him, and
strong. How do we get you, does your mother stay with your dad?
No, my mother doesn't. I don't know my biological father.
Did you have a crazy father?
I had a crazy stepfather. Yes, drunk and smoked a lot of weed, and
was not.
Do you
understand that there's a book for you to read?
Okay.
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard, about the damage a father can do to his daughter that she can't leave a guy who's doing more damage.
Okay.
Please please take care of the kids by taking care of you.
Yes, Wounded Woman by who's the author?
Linda Leonard.
Linda Leonard,
It's about what your stepdad created in your head that's now got you by the short hairs, which somebody could die in this.
Right.
Love yourself for the sake of your kids.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes. And then is it one, what other book would you recommend for me to maybe like learn how to find a proper guy or a right guy or what, so I don't fall into another situation like
this?
Wait
a minute. Don't date men until you're fully divorced.
No, of course not. I'm absolutely not going to be doing that. That's for sure.
I want you to go dancing. I want you to go play basketball. I want you to play, but I don't want you to be with men until you're done with this divorce.
Correct. But I don't want to attract somebody that's exactly like what I'm dealing with.
Honey, I've got news for you. Attraction is chemistry, and I can't do anything about chemistry. You were taught to love crazy men. Crazy men.
That's
your script.
Well, how do I fix my script?
Your script is what you live by.
So I'm screwed? So any guy that I'm attracted to, I should never move forward with?
I don't want you to date until you're fully divorced because this nut man is liable to take it seriously and kill you.
I understand that.
Well, then would you please, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
You have four kids. Do you want them to have a mother?
Of course. I absolutely want them to have a mother.
Don't act like the wife. Do not act like you love a man that cons you into thinking he's your man.
Okay.
Fully divorced, done, final. Go dancing, but don't go on a date.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yes.
And report back to this show.
I will. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, Pat. And then
I'll
check the website for that phone number for the counseling sessions.
That what?
The counseling sessions? The Zoom
classes? Oh, yeah, no, it's not. It's I have 10 groups of 5 women that get me, not very expensively, for 4 weeks in a month. You hire me for a month. And I'm telling you, I'm impressed with the miracles that happen.
Okay.
Got it.
Reach out to info.
And info. It's Zoom. You don't have to be in my office. It's Zoom.
Sure. Yeah, info at
drpatallen.com.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much, girls. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. God bless you. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see. All right, Dr. Pat, we don't have a lot of time, so I want to say again, the One Institute is a nonprofit, not-for-profit educational corporation. Your donation is 100% tax deductible. And I want to remind everybody, that's what keeps us on the air, rocking and rolling with you guys so we can talk to you every Thursday night. And also, I want to remind everybody about our groups. We've got groups. We've got new groups filling up for September. Reach out to info@drpatallen.com. If you're looking for our books and our merch, you can go to wantistore.com. That's where you're going to find Dr. Pat Allen's new, latest, and greatest book. It's A Man's World, but A Woman's Universe.
Yay!
So, find it. It's fantastic. Dr. Allen's book that brought me into the fold, conversational rape, and all kinds of other things, dating over 50, DVDs, everything you could ever want is in there. So go there and check it out. Sign up for the newsletter. That way you're going to find out what we're doing. And we may be doing some wild stuff, like some, pop-ups. So check it out, www.drpatallen.com. So, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go, since I've spilled the beans?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you are willing to make and keep. That's what we're doing here.
That is what we're doing here. I want to tell everybody out there who's listening right now, if you called in but you couldn't get in on the show tonight, make sure you call back tomorrow. Get in early. We start at 4 and we're taking calls the whole time. We have no guests next week, so we got some time. So if you're in our queue, we love you. We didn't diss you. We didn't ignore you. We just ran out of time. So call next week. Until next week, we love you all so much. And we're so glad you come to be here with us. Until next week, mwah! We love
God
you.
God bless you.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.